The U.S. Department of Agriculture making it official midweek, 34 counties in Florida now officially declared as natural disaster areas due to frost and freezes during this winter season so far, and due to the drought conditions over the past 6 months. An additional 28 counties in the state have been declared as contiguous natural disaster areas, so that means about all Florida except for a half a dozen of the state's 67 counties are included in this disaster declaration. Florida's new Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam quick with his follow-up release about the declaration too, helping explain what it means to Florida ag producers now, noting the disaster declarations from USDA enable Florida's growers now to apply for and obtain the assistance they need to recover and refocus efforts on new plantings quicker than they would be able to otherwise. Growers in the affected counties will now be able to apply for emergency low-interest loans and the Supplemental Revenue Assistance Payments Program, known as the SURE program. Growers need to contact their nearest USDA Farm Service Agency Service Center for the details, forms, and assistance in completing the forms if needed. Farmers have 8 months from now to apply for the emergency loan assistance. FSA considers the extent of production losses, security available, and repayment ability with each application. In other news, the pre-session legislative discussions about immigration moves over to the House side in Tallahassee this week. It's part of an effort to bring lawmakers up to speed on some of the complexities of the issue before the legislative session begins in early March. Gary Cooper, Southeast AgNet.